following program is a paid advertisement for Mother Earth Foods. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily those of FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT, Results Radio, its employees, or management. WVNT and Results Radio are not responsible for claims made for particular products or services. Highway to Health with Healthy Dave is brought to you by Mother Earth Foods on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. And now here's our show.
A German Requiem by Johann Brahms. First performed in 1868, but guess what? It's 2024, and you're on the highway. Good morning, everybody. You're on the highway to health. Jameson Young here. John Chalfin at the controls, and some other fella in beside me has a health food store down on 19th and Plum. Have you heard? What is it? Healthy Guy? Healthy Dave. That's who it is. Healthy Dave, the herb doc beside me. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning. Hey, it's springtime.
It is.
Loving it. The trees are coming out. Like, my goodness. It's like it's almost daily. You can see the leaves just popping out on the trees.
That's for sure. And a lot of flowers budding and trees doing their bud work. Good thing it's 1912 and you weren't taken off on the RMG Titanic. That was this day in history when it left its port of Southampton for its maiden and final voyage.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
That would have been a little rough day. A rough day indeed.
If your name was Jack.
If your name was Jack, yes. According to John, yes. Not that does not fare well. If you were a young budding artist named Jack. But Arbor Day was celebrated in Nebraska in 1872 and later moved to April 22nd, which is
Earth Day.
Earth Day. Yeah. So that's some good things have happened in our past on this day.
Which, of course,
history.
Is going to be this year, Earth Day. And, you know, we do have some Earth Day shirts. Available.
I stopped in yesterday and forgot to look at the shirts, dadgummit.
They're right there in the front.
I talked to Ocean. He got a little son going to one of the little serpent mound over in Ohio. I made the trip up to Cleveland to do the eclipse, and it was pretty darn awesome. And kudos to those who got to experience the total eclipse of the sun. Mm-hmm. Quite an experience.
Yeah, my neighbors had glasses, so as I was getting the mail, they let me take a look, peek through.
Yeah.
Because it happened to be right at the time that it was kind of doing its thing. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, pretty cool. Yeah. Of course, it got dark, you know, and then it got light again. So.
Well, we noticed a temperature difference up there.
Yeah.
And it seemed kind of gloomy.
Yeah, it had a weird tint in
it. Yeah, sure did.
The color was off.
But the amazing thing, I think, to all of us was, even with a little sliver of the sun, how well lit up. This Earth is.
Oh, yeah.
And until it's really 100% blocked, you don't get that darkness. It's, you know, the full darkness. But it was really incredible, and kudos to anybody who got to see it. The next one on Earth will be in 2026 in Spain August 12th. And another, I think, 20 years here in this country in just a few states.
Yeah,
so, anyway,
exactly.
There's that. But today, we're going to talk about things in our bodies, not in our solar system. We're going to talk about nitric oxide.
Okay,
nitric oxide. Not nitric. Nitrous oxide, but nitric oxide,
which is a gas.
Indeed. And its benefits for blood pressure, and we'll have our return guest, the great Dr. Jeffrey Burke, will be here shortly online. And Dave mentioned already that Earth Day is coming up on 4/22 of this month. But if you're a good soul, Earth Day is a little bit of every day. You want to take care of Mother Earth because Mother Earth takes care of us, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I know we're exploring Mars and all sorts of other places, but the only place we know that we can live is right here.
What the heck we're
going
to do on Mars?
Yeah, yeah. We know we can live right here, so we need to take care of our little Earth spot
Pay a little
here.
More attention.
Well, and one of the ways that Dave's doing it and at his store is he's done away with those single-use plastic bags. Some people call them Walmart bags or Kroger
bags. T-shirt bags.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, it's got like a... Yeah, we just decided single-use bags are kind of a waste.
So get in the habit of keeping some sort of bag that fits your shopping habits in your car, your truck, or whatever you're getting there to the store, and put your products in there and unload them at the checkout and put them back in there.
We even
got
string bags. You know, I love the string bags because you can wad them up, put them in your pocket, and the thing is, you just take them out and you can just load.
They don't take up space, but they're handy.
But the thing is, no, it doesn't take up hardly any space. The bottom line is that you can put a lot of groceries in it, and it ain't gonna break.
Yep,
I mean it's woven yeah. they're just pretty cool.
Sure.
So I got one in my truck, and I got one another little, you know, recycled plastic guns that yep. fold up into a little scrunch bag.
Yep, I know exactly what
those
you mean.
Those are pretty cool, too.
They really, a lot of ways to do it. You just got to get in that habit of doing that because it helps take care of Mother Earth. We all know that plastic's anywhere and everywhere on our Earth and even in a lot of our bodies. So let's do what we can do to help take that. Next week, we're going to have, it's going to be a tough show next week in because of Purdue's loss in the final the other night. But the great Cheryl Myers will be on our guest next week to talk about olive extract.
Yeah, new product that they just came out with.
Oh, yeah, that'll be, yeah. I'm kind of curious about that.
Yeah, and I even got a book on it, you know, it's a really cool little book on, you know, olive and olive oil, olive leaf.
Olives have just really been man's friend for centuries, right?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Really impressive.
Yeah.
But now.
Hey.
Maybe. But now, live from the Organic News Press, we have our organic anchorman, Healthy Dave Hawkins.
Hey, and in the news today, sick because of Roundup?
What?
Says these bills could make suing impossible.
Nice.
High-profile lawsuits have accused pesticides of causing cancer and Parkinson's, but three states are now considering bills that would prevent these lawsuits. Yeah. 6 years ago, the multinational corporation Bayer made one of the worst purchases in American business history. Mm-hmm. It bought Monsanto, the maker of Roundup, for $63 billion.
Sheesh.
Monsanto was already being sued by a school groundskeeper in the Bay Area who had said his exposure to the weed killer had given him non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. 2 months after the merger, a jury awarded the groundskeeper $289 million, and since then, Bayer has been pummeled with lawsuits and between settlements and jury verdicts. Okay, it's been required to pay out more than $14 billion to plaintiffs, and its stock has lost 70% of its value.
It's a big chunk out of that $63 billion they paid.
Well, of course. It says, since January, bills to shield pesticide manufacturers from lawsuits have been filed in three states where Bayer has major corporate presence.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri, Idaho.
Yes. Other spots on the earth. And some people complain that, you know, lawyers get most of the money, not the victims. There's a lot of tough subject, right?
Well, it is. But there again, while you're making a chemical poison that we do know has a lot of toxicity, which has permeated the whole planet Earth and should not even been being used because it's a soil antibiotic.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a weed killer.
Right.
It kills all kinds of things in the soil. And the thing is, it is not supposed to be in the food that you eat.
Yeah.
Every bit of grain
right.
that is produced in the United States commercially, they spray it, as we talked about 3 weeks ago, to ret the product so that the seed comes out easier. They spray it with glyphosate Roundup 3 weeks before harvest.
That's just okay. It's amazing it's still being used.
So they're using it as a different type of methodology.
Right.
But by golly, guess what? When you eat your little Quaker oats in the morning, you're eating glyphosate. Do you guys like eating Roundup? Well, if you do, keep eating it because it's going to create some problems and havoc in your
gut. Very tough.
Not that we absorb it into our body. It's the fact of how it disrupts our gut microbes. And we talked about that with, you know, Brenda Watson about
sure.
the whole thing of rebuilding your gut.
Sure,
so
sure.
I have this conversation daily with people because you cannot buy commercial grain products in the United States.
Is organic the way to go? Or is that safe?
Well, it's still going to have some residue,
yeah,
but it can't be 100%.
Yeah.
Remember, we had the 28 list last week.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, buddy.
And remember, GMO crops were banned in Europe.
That was a sobering list, my friend.
Yeah,
it
so
certainly
I'm
was.
Going like, okay, and now you don't want to have anybody held accountable.
Right.
But, I mean, they did inherit the problem, but Bayer's also...
Well, I'm sure they're lobbying to, you know, get some laws changed to save their butts, probably.
Hey, here on a positive note, probiotics in kombucha found to mimic fasting and reduce fat stores.
I like this. I saw this. This is a new study.
Researchers found that the microbes in kombucha tea make changes to fat metabolization in the intestines of a model worm species. So they were doing it with a worm, okay, just because, you know, hadn't done it in a human yet. But anyway, they basically saw that there was something going on with the microbes in the kombucha tea that was you know, a positive.
Yeah, I like
and
it.
So they kind of have extrapolated that it may reduce fat accumulation, lower triglycerides, and the smaller lipid droplets might be better, you know, utilized.
I like it.
Kind of a thing. So, you know, we carry the kombucha.
The kombucha
that we have on tap is raw. It is not cooked.
Yeah.
It is a raw.
It's from a keg out in, from California, right?
Yeah, it comes from Marin County.
Yep, I like it. Yeah. Hey, I want a little personal shout out to Sean Smith that's made his way back to the Bay Area. You said that. I was thinking back in San Francisco, back here to the Mid-Ohio Valley. Sean, welcome back. He's here to do some help at a local business, and more on that as time will allow. But get back with the news. Morning, Sean.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Oh, that's funny. Five supplement trends driving a really strong industry. It says the record $63 billion supplement industry surges thanks to trending trends including sport nutrition, women's health, lion's mane mushroom, and more.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It says here, at a glance, supplement industry booms to $63 billion.
Sheesh.
Did someone say boom?
That's with a B,
billions. Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, it's one of these industries that continues to grow, but it's really weird, you know. I had a consult yesterday, and looking at what they're taking and the marketing behind what they're taking, buying online. And then when you go to the ingredient panel and you look at the side panel to find out, oh, does it have trademarked raw materials?
I see.
Does it warrant the price you're paying for the ingredients that you're getting? And when you start to look at it from a maintenance versus a therapeutic, their product might have had this kind of price tag on it, but when you did the math and you calculated out a therapeutic dose, you're paying three times more than what you would pay for if you paid it initially for a good product that had a trademarked raw material that did have behind it.
I see.
It's a raw material commodities market out here, folks. In the supplement industry, there are so many sensationalized, testimonialized supplementations that I get a little frustrated with that because there's a lot of garbage out here.
And advertising agency gets in there, too, and they need their cut and everybody.
Everybody's, you know, and they can sell them on, what is that, TV thing that they sell stuff?
QVC.
Oh, QVC, you get on QVC and then you're an expert, and, you know, because you sell millions.
That and Shark Tank. Shark Tank gets some of the new products out there. And
oh, yeah, they do.
Money.
How are we doing on time?
It's a couple minutes till the break.
Cool. Let's see if there's anything else here in the news, in my news. Yes, it does say that, this is the one about the five supplement trends still going on.
Yeah.
And it talks about, of course, sports nutrition, which, you know, that's something that has been
sports are huge in this country for sure.
And, you know, there's everything, you know, you don't need, again, that's one of those areas that I've kind of, you look for clean product.
Right.
You know, you look for things that aren't like in the big proteins, you know, that are in the big thing.
Right,
you
right.
You realize that, wait a minute, you got to take 2-3 scoops of this stuff and it's isolated proteins. And you go like, is that really the best thing for us, you know?
Yeah, maybe if you just go down and get some of the raw products yourself and make a real good healthy oatmeal or something. Yeah. And
probiotics are still big and popular. You're going to see.
Well, and it maybe goes in conjunction with the fact that, you know, baseball has joined the ranks of testing for things that are illegal, like steroids and whatnot. So everybody's looking for that extra edge, and so they'll go to nutrition and see what they can do.
They'll go to nutrition side. Yeah, because you can avoid the steroids and stuff.
Right, and people can still make money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's you can't ignore that part for sure.
And I think there's some validity there, too, actually. But, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, keeps you away from the others, you know. Like I said, the melatonin is going to be a hot item this year. Probiotics are still hot and growing. Collagen is still a big name, you know. Everybody's looking for these things. And it's kind of interesting when you start to really look at it from longevity studies. That's another thing that one of the magazines I get talks about. Three nutrients that promote healthy aging, you know.
What magazine's that? Is that the free one there at the store? Oh, Life Extension. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's Life Extension.
Okay.
And they get into some of the, you know, science stuff behind some of these things, which is really good, you know.
Yeah.
Because they've at least got a little bit more going on that.
Right.
Anyway.
I need to get to Nature's Way and Natural Factors and Irwin Naturals and Terry Naturally and Earthworks and Mother Earth Foods and Life Seasons because they support us here on the Highway to Health and they are great sponsors of the show. And more than that, you have decided they're good enough companies to put their products on your shelves there at Mother Earth Foods there on 19th and Plum Street. Thank you for supporting us week in and week out. We need to take our first little pause for the cause, Dave, and we're going to come right back with our guests. Where? Right here on the Highway to Health.
Well, I know a place where you ought to come, located at the corner of 19th and Plum, called Mother Earth Foods. And what will it do for you?
seeds, herbs and teas, dried fruits, and some honey from the bees. All kinds of food to support your life. 'Cause if it comes from Mother Earth, it's bound to be right. You ought to come by and check it out. See what Mother Earth Foods is all about.
Visit Mother Earth Foods at 19th and Plum Streets in Parkersburg.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. As men age, testosterone levels start to decline. This male sex hormone is known to promote vitality and is involved in mood, sex drive, muscle mass, and muscle strength. Testosterone Upred from Irwin Naturals is a unique 2-in-1 formula for men of all ages. It's designed to help enhance male vitality and performance by boosting testosterone levels already within the normal range and supports nitric oxide to enhance male physical response during any physical activity. The key ingredients at the center of this amazing product are LJ100 Long Jack and L-citrulline. Long Jack is a patented extract that preliminary research suggests helps maintain testosterone levels. And L-citrulline is an amino acid that is readily converted to L-arginine, which can then be converted to nitric oxide. Nitric oxide helps to relax and dilate vessels and allows more blood flow throughout the body.
Irwin Naturals Testosterone Upred for ongoing maintenance of men's health and well-being. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods.
Celebrating 45 years in 2020.
I know everyone is counting on me, but maybe this project is too much. It's so overwhelming. Can't think. How am I going to make the deadline? I need to calm down and focus, or I won't get anything done.
Feeling anxious, overwhelmed? Everyday stresses and occasional nervousness are common in this fast-paced, high-pressure world. AnzioCalm from Terry Naturally is a fast-acting, safe and effective way to relieve occasional anxiety without drowsiness. AnzioCalm is made using a specific species of echinacea called Echinacea angustifolia. It produces plant compounds that reduce occasional anxiety, stress, and nervous tension when taken at the recommended dosage. It's perfect for everyday use and just occasionally when you need extra support. You have nothing to lose but your worries. AnzioCalm is backed with our 30 day money back guarantee.
Try AnzioCalm for everyday stress and anxiety. Brought to you from Terry Naturally. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Sledge, little Peter Gabriel, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014. Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer, what a great hit, what a great video from back in the day. We have a fellow who is in this day, and he's the national educator for Irwin Naturals, Nature's Secret, Hydrocana, Flochi, and Love My Pet. He's also a naturopathic practitioner and a master herbalist. I could go on and on. More than that, he's been on the show several times. We have a new picture of him with his beautiful horses. Dr. Jeffrey Burke, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Hey,
doing
good morning.
Great.
We're good. You?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm in Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's a beautiful morning.
Giddy up.
Mountains all the way around. I can see wild turkeys running around. It's beautiful.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the wild gobblers out at our place yet, but I'm sure they're out roaming around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, hey, good to have you back. I hope, you know, this is, you know, kind of here we are cruising right along in 2024, aren't we? Jeez. It's already April.
No kidding.
Unbelievable. Don't blink.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's what I'm thinking, too. Hey, we got a good topic today. Something we, you know, have kind of touched on, I think, over the year, different shows with you and other guests. About, you know, the compound nitric oxide and how it influences so many of the functions of our body. And we kind of, you know, everybody kind of always says to me something they either get, you know, about blood pressure. And, you know, blood pressure is one of those kind of harder kind of functional scenarios that people deal with, you know, that, you know, typically are on medications and they're always wanting to get off. And it's always kind of one of those conundrums. You go like, okay, how are we going to do this and what we do? But we know that nitric oxide is kind of a part of that. But I wanted to just kind of talk about what is nitric oxide? Give people, you know, who haven't tuned in and understanding. Because it's not the laughing gas, right?
No. You know, the interesting thing about nitric oxide is how the males in our population have claimed it solely for them.
I know.
and you know how we are. We find something that works, and we're going to hold on tight, and we're not going to share.
Right.
But the interesting thing about nitric oxide is this is a process of increasing circulatory movement of oxygen in the body and and getting a benefit to our cardiovascular health and enhancing performance even during exercise. But, you know, anyone that has blood and that has cells and organs would benefit from nitric oxide. So, you know, I know as many women that are using this today as we do have men. But, you know, and the funny thing is there's nitric oxide that is used at different times for different reasons.
Right.
And a lot of people are under the impression that because sometimes you get energy from it, that it's actually a stimulant, but it's not a stimulant. You know, that's why I'm seeing doctors writing handwritten prescriptions now for hypertension and as well as erectile dysfunction and also increasing healing and getting blood and oxygen moving throughout the body. So it's actually an absolutely amazing ingredient nutrient process that I think we all need to know about.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the thing is, you know, it kind of made its way through the male, you know, like erectile dysfunction category from the pharmaceutical side. They really weren't using it as much in terms of blood pressures and other types of actions. But you can see that's clearly, you know, the benefit. But again, why does our body not make nitric oxide enough at the level? So that's the question is, you know, when we talk about overall health, this is a natural process. Yeah, this is where your body is producing this gas on a day-to-day basis, moment-to-moment, as the need arises. So what influences this nitric oxide cascade, and what might be some of the things that our listenership would want to pay attention to?
Well, I think anyone that is exercising that would like to be able to recover from their exercise quicker. You know, exercises and, like, weight training is kind of an interesting thing. You beat yourself up, you tear down your muscles, and then the faster you build them up, you can tear them down again.
Yeah, right.
And the process is strength and energy and a better physique, if you will, and a healthier heart. So that is something that's very important. Today we're seeing a bigger, you know, impression with people out there that are trying to increase their nitric oxide because, let's face it, there's a lot of guys out there. I think it has a lot to do with estrogenic activities in the environment. I think it has a lot to do with stress. Weight, terrible diet, but erectile problems for the longest time were something that was very stigmatized for a guy to talk about. And today, you know, it's very, very common. You know, a little bit of history. Did you know that when Viagra was first released, it was released way back in 1989 as a treatment for angina? It was approved in the United States and the Union in 1998.
Yeah.
In 2021, it was the 157th most commonly prescribed medication.
Wow.
But they also started noticing that all the male patients kept coming in saying, my ED is under control.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And that's how it kind of made the transition and kind of moved to another shelf.
Right, yep. Right, yep. Right, right.
Yeah, I knew it was an accidental discovery. I didn't know it was for angina. And I remember the... I think it was Mark Martin. I'm not a big NASCAR fan, but he was the number six car. And if you look at how a six is made, since Viagra was one of his sponsors, they made the six, the part of the six go straight up after Viagra. It used to kind of be a rounded top of six.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
And then they made that number on his car go straight up. I just thought that was a funny little...
Well, you know, I had a discussion recently with a bunch of men I was doing a lecture for, and they were talking about, you know, Viagra and things like that. And I said, you know, Viagra's main function is to increase nitric oxide.
Yeah.
That's why it not only was used for angina, but it was used to treat hypertension and high blood pressure. That was why it was actually put together. Cilindabil, or the chemical name for Viagra, that, you know, was put together for that. And I said, but if there are natural ways for you to do this, obviously work with your medical practitioner.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's natural ways to do this, but there's also a lot of other benefits other than just south of the border.
Right.
Why not something that could actually help the rest of your body as well?
Yeah. Well, are athletes clamoring for this, doctor?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not deemed one of the illegal.
No.
So I wouldn't think so. Okay. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, so there again, you know, it comes back to nitric oxide, how we can utilize it. It's interesting, you know, in my clinical observations, you know, with working with people over the many, many years, it seems like a lot of guys, one of the first questions I ask when they come in complaining about ED, I will literally say, have you had a history of blood pressure issues? You know, just because I kind of know the correlation, because, you know, if nitric oxide is produced at the vascular cell wall, okay, and if we have issues with vascular cell wall production, you're going to have impaired blood flow, yeah? And isn't this kind of where the cholesterol, the plaquing kind of comes into, where if we have impairment of the endothelial lining on the inside of the vascular cell wall, this is kind of where we also, it's not that cholesterol is the bad guy, but maybe it's because of damage to the endothelium that needs to be repaired. It's not getting repaired properly. Does that kind of ring with you, what you study?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have to remember that most people today, their blood is too thick.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
with
yeah,
all the
yeah.
fat and all the, it makes yeah. everything adhesive, and everything starts, before you know it, something sticks, and then something else sticks. And before you know it, you have a thinning of, it's kind of like Los Angeles, where I was last week, where you have six lanes of traffic and they're all pushed down to one lane.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what ends up happening. But, you know, it is quite interesting to me how when people start increasing blood flow, but the problem is on the other side, we now have doctors that are saying, well, I'm giving you heart medication, I'm giving you blood pressure medication, all of which may possibly have a side effect of erectile problems.
Yeah, right, because that's typically what you eat. That's the biggest complaint. That's why guys want to get off of blood pressure meds.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I keep saying, well, maybe we ought to work on building your nitric oxide cascade and keep the medicines for now, you know, and let's see what your body does, you know, and keep monitoring. And that's a little more involved.
And how does somebody do that? Is that something you have to see your doctor for, to increase nitric oxide in your body, or how does that happen?
Well, I think nitric oxide can be added without a problem. Of mm-hmm. course, always let your physician or medical practitioner know what you're using is fine.
Exactly.
But if they start checking and all of a sudden you have a dramatic reduction mm-hmm. in both angina or a regular heartbeat or yes. hypertension, they're going to have to take a look at the medicine, and that's where they yes. probably will start their focusing on chopping and cutting back.
Right. And it's always kind of like a wean down. Logically, it looks to me like if you have been on something for a long period of time, your body's used to having that, and it is regulatory. A quick story. I've got a buddy of mine that ignored his blood pressure for 10 years. He was in natural product industry. He is on kidney dialysis because his kidneys got down to the point where they were not functioning.
Jeez.
He's got him back up to about a 75% functional rate. They will quit dialysis at 80%, okay? So he's working that really hard at that last little 5% to get better kidney function, but it's been very difficult, you know? And this is, again, because he did not regulate his blood pressure. He wasn't on medications. He was trying to do it, quote, naturally.
Yeah.
This is kind of at a time, though, before we even saw these type of supplementations hitting the market, Jeffrey, you know. And that's the interesting thing is, you know, we know more now than we did 10, 15, 20 years ago. But that's the bad side, the downside of untreated high blood pressure. So it's not something that you can ignore. You do have to pay attention. In some
yeah.
cases, you definitely have to rely on those medications. And these are the kind of, like you said, unfortunate non-benefit is, you know, you're going to have maybe some erectile dysfunction in that arena. So that's the biggest thing that I hear. Talk about...
Wait a minute, Dave. Dave, I got a text that came in last week from a fellow doc.
I got it right here.
Okay.
I've got it already right here.
Well, do you want to do it? All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is from last week, Doc, because they knew what we were going to be talking about this week, so a fellow texted in last week. And you can do that, folks, 488-4696, 304-488-4696. text in a question if you have one. But go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, here's the question, and I think that it's good, and I did a little research on my own, and I think we've got an answer for you, but I want to hear from you. It says, ask next week, if nitric oxide supplements based on beetroot contain oxalate, and if so, in what concentrations? I'm a former kidney stoner, and can no longer eat beets or Swiss chard or anything that contains high oxalate. He said he's missing the chard, missing the things that he was able to eat, but he said because it was too painful. He was just curious because a lot of these products that we see that are these nitric oxide boosters all contain some form of red beet root extract, and his concern was because he can't handle nitrates, mm-hmm. can he use products like this? So what do you take on that?
Well, we know that beets are a great source of folate
yes.
and manganese.
We know
that they're naturally help to build iron in the body. They know that beets, and the research now does point to something we've known, that they help to lower blood pressure.
Yeah.
The thing we have to remember is It's also one of the vegetables that's really highest in oxalates.
Right.
Now, is it going to work the same way against you? I think that's probably something that he would have to determine with his with his urologist, honestly.
Yeah,
I know people that are prone to kidney stones or oxalate stones, and they do use beet for other reasons. They haven't had a reoccurrence of the kidney stones. I had one. I don't ever want to go there again. But I don't know if mine was an oxalate stone or what it was. I just know that it wasn't. It was awful.
Yeah.
And like I said, I wasn't a water drinker back then. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good, you know, and I agree. I did a little more digging into this also, and there are, you know, with oxalates, there is an enzyme called oxalate. It's an oxalate type enzyme. It's got a particular name, oxalase. And the thing about that is when you, you know, where does the oxalase enzyme come from?
That's,
is that something that our body produces? This is where I didn't have time to dig into that, but I was thinking of the listener's, you know, question, and I thought to myself, well, if we have the proper enzymes in our body, we should be able to break down some of these oxalates depending upon, like you said, the concentration of how they come into the system. Now, I want to jump back because you guys have a product that, you know, you guys, Irwin Naturals produces a product called Nitric Oxide Power, and it just says blood flow booster. That's all it says. It doesn't make any medical claim, but it's got, of course, citrulline, but it uses a beet extract, which is a trademarked raw material from a supplier called Sabinsa, and they have on the label 2% nitrates equivalent to 3 milligrams, okay? Which is very low. So at least you have a standard here. And a lot of the beet products, if they can't tell you what breaks down, this would be probably a very easier product for our listenership to possibly consider. It does have beet. It's going to still give us some of the nitrates that you do need, but not at a level that might be detrimental at the kidney side, right?
Yeah. And I feel very comfortable with the power, the nitric oxide power, because of because of the way that it's put together and the combination of the way the nutrients are actually melded together, I think that it actually, you know, really does make a difference. And I think it's absorbed in a way that I think if the average person, I tell everybody, you know, not to sidestep here, but that increasing water is so absolutely important for someone who already has an oxalate problem, because they probably at that time were not a water drinker. We're not flushing out residues and things that had a tendency to build up. So water is, of course, important.
Sure.
And what I recommend with most of these, when you have an issue and you're kind of thinking about it, is start on the low side of the serving size.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're a clinical-based company, and our dosages at full serving size are clinical-based to get the clinical dosage.
Yeah.
But
not
everybody may need it, and not everybody may need to start there. So in this situation, I would start low and listen to your body. Our bodies do talk to us.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You know, if we're listening.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that question coming in from the listener, Mr. Yoke. Thank you so much for asking that. And I hope that is a good answer for him. So you're saying maybe try this product and just start a little lower dosage of it? Is that, that kind of the answer for
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, it's a good formulation. I know we're going to go to break here soon, but, you know, the amount of L-citrulline, which is really kind of, you know, citrulline has been, you know, I remember years ago, arginine citrulline. I mean, gosh darn, that was like 25, 30 years ago, right? And it kind of hit the market, and it was kind of being touted for some of those benefits. But there again, I know the arginine is somewhat dropped back a little bit because, you know, but again, it metabolizes in the body. But citrulline, L-citrulline, you know, it's in watermelon, right? It's one of those protein aminos. You've got a clinical dose in the four capsules here.
And what's the product again? Just to say the name for the listener.
This product is called Nitric Oxide PWR Power.
Okay. Oh, yeah, in the green bottle. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We have this product, and that's what I said. You know, it's kind of one of those things we're talking about, but we're not looking at it for a disease. We're looking at it as a way to improve function throughout the whole body. And because oxygen's an important factor and movement of blood is critical, these kind of things can be the boosters we're looking for. Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm gonna put you on a pause there, Doc, and I know you know how this works, because you know how I know? Because he's been doing this stuff for almost 40 years. So, Doctor, we're going to take a little pause for the cause, and we're going to come right back with the great Dr. Jeffrey Burke right here on the Highway to Health.
I'm Dave Hawkins. I'm always looking for the very best products to offer in our store, Mother Earth Foods, and I'm happy to say that I found a new high-quality line that I know you will want to try, Life Seasons. The folks at Life Seasons believe, like I do, that nature has given us everything we ever need to nourish and restore our health. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief, best ingredients, best formulas, best results. Their labels clearly state the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Each Life Season formula is condition-specific to provide a natural alternative to help manage everyday health concerns.
This month, we're featuring products focused on lung health and immunity. 20% off. Breathe X soothes sinus and nasal passages. Lung Capacity helps increase oxygen uptake into the lungs and thins mucus. And Immune Tea helps build a healthy immune response.
All Life Seasons products are covered by my 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can try them risk-free.
Life Seasons. Nature works. Science proves it. Now available at Mother Earth Foods,
where you can shop with confidence.
You may have heard that probiotic yogurts can restore digestive balance. But did you know that you would have to eat more than 2,000 cups to get the same potency of one Primadopolis Optima capsule? 2,000 cups? Now that sounds like a stomach ache.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist and owner of Mother Earth Foods. Most probiotics on the market contain strains from plants, dairy, and animals and wouldn't naturally originate in your body. That's why I recommend taking Primadophilus Optima HDS with naturally compatible human microflora. I'm so confident in this family of probiotics that I am offering a risk-free money-back guarantee on the entire high-potency line.
Fortify from within. Optima Fortify Probiotics from Nature's Way delivers billions of live cultures. Just one capsule a day builds long-term support for your digestion and immune system. Find Optima Fortify Probiotics on sale now in the refrigerator section at Mother Earth Foods. Corner of 19th and Plum Streets, Parkersburg. Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. I know you have a lot of options when it comes to what probiotic to take. It's hard to know what brands to trust. That's why I'm introducing my own line of Earthworks probiotics. Here are a few things that you should know when you're buying a probiotic. Earthworks probiotics have been created with human microflora that belong in your digestive tract. All Earthworks probiotics are shelf-stable and don't require refrigeration. Earthworks probiotics have been bioengineered to resist stomach acids so that you get the dosage you need where you need it the most. There are 9 products with up to 100 billion cultures and specific strains for women, children, and colon health. So you can be sure to find the right probiotic to support your digestive and immune system. And of course, loyalty customers always get double loyalty points for any Earthworks products. So watch your savings add up and be sure to stay healthy out there.
Find Earthworks Probiotics, Dave's own line, only at Mother Earth Foods. Shop with confidence.
Confidence, baby. We get confidence from our great guests here on Highway to Health, and we have another one today and a return guest, and we're always happy to have the great Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm going to let you and Healthy Dave get back into some oxalate conversations.
Oxalate? I thought we were talking about nitric.
Some oxen. If you have some oxen in your field.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back. Good conversation, because I think this is getting some good information out to people. I love this formula, too, and a couple of others, because I was reading about, of course, spinach, you know, red spinach, in terms of, again, nitrates that are going to give us the ability to be able to be built into nitric oxide. And, again, you guys use a trademarked raw material. It lists out the percentage of nitrates, how many milligrams, you know, and I think that this is really important. So talking more about that, talk about some of the other components. I really jumped on the cayenne pepper. I loved it.
I wanted to say one thing, if you don't mind, before we go on.
Please, Dick.
We do have consumers that somehow have a tendency to, one, wait a long time to do something, and then they want results very quickly.
Exactly.
So rather than they pick something, may not do enough research or ask questions. I mean, they don't realize that coming to your store is a place where you can have a great conversation and get answers. So let's say they pick beets, and they're like, well, I know beets are pretty good, so it says take 2, but I'm going to take 10, you know, because I want to get there a little bit faster.
Right.
The thing about using a blended formulation for the supporter nutrients is you take the stress and strain off overpowering with one nutrient. So although I think beets are great, I do use the granules, and I put them in my smoothie in the morning. I love that.
Yeah.
But the idea of blending things like red spinach, which is also in its own right another natural enhancer for nitrate, or you're using L-citrulline.
Yeah.
But then you bring supporter nutrients, things like pomegranate and a little bit of an energy base with some red ginseng. vitamin thing. Mm-hmm. But then you've also got the central nervous stabilizer. You've got the B vitamins. And yeah. Then you've got yeah. your omega-3s. So you've got a balance. It's like you're bringing the whole party
yeah.
to the body. So
yeah.
you have supporters everywhere. Because if everything is in balance, everything is going to work better. And, you know, it's kind of like your 70-year-old person. You're like, I'm going to start taking vitamins. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, right.
But I'm only going to take astaxanthin for my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take anything for my bones or my prostate or my muscles or my brain or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like using just one nutrient. Now, one nutrient do have their place
yeah,
for things
right.
like vitamin D
right.
or vitamin C. But if you have a way of blending things together where everyone in their own right brings something to the table, I think it's important. I was describing our formulas the other day, you know, because somebody said, you just throw a basic oil in there. I said, we choose the oil for each soft gel oil formula. Mm-hmm. Imagine sitting at a table yeah. and every nutrient is sitting around this round table, and the oil that we choose has a chair itself because it's bringing things to the party.
Right.
So when you take all of them together, your synergism, your mm-hmm. your blended combination of support is much better. So you're going to notice something faster, quicker, and more effectively when mm-hmm. you bring a blend with a lot of people working together, nutrients, if you
yeah.
will,
yeah.
rather
yeah.
than just relying on one and putting all yeah. your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. And no, I appreciate you bringing that to the table, because I think a lot of people, like you said, they'll read an article and
one
maybe
thing.
It's just about beet. It's
yeah.
one thing.
Right.
They'll go out there and charge out and go do that. Hang on a sec. And so this is a much more comprehensive approach, I think. And it's kind of
yes.
like, again, when you eat a vegetable anyway, you don't get one thing. You get a whole multitude of components mm-hmm. that are all working as a tag team, like you're saying here. And I think it's much more comprehensive. And so we're picking apart some of these ingredients. And it's interesting because I wanted to bring up cayenne pepper. I remember studying cayenne pepper back mm-hmm. in the 70s. Dr. Mm-hmm. John Christopher, School of Natural Healing, has a whole... 8 pages just on the use of cayenne pepper. And when you start to look at science today and you understand about the things that are going on with cayenne pepper alone, they were using cayenne pepper capsules. He was telling you if you had a blood pressure issue, whether it was high or low, that you needed to take usually 6 capsules a day
wow.
of cayenne pepper. And he said that it would normalize the blood flow from the top of your head to the tips of your toes.
Wow.
Now we understand a little bit more about what cayenne pepper might be able to do, huh?
You know, interestingly enough, there was a book called Left for Dead by Dick Quinn. And it was an amazing book on cayenne pepper. I recommend it to anyone because he was a cardiovascular patient who used hawthorn and ginger and cayenne and garlic
yeah.
and made dramatic changes, changed a lot of people's lives. You know, it was funny, you know, when I was first getting into the industry 1.5 billion years ago, there was an herbalist lady I knew who was known for her ulcer treatment.
Oh, yeah.
And she would work with people that doctors didn't know what to do with, and they had bleeding ulcers.
Yep.
And I remember she used to treat it with aloe vera juice and cayenne pepper. And I'm like, I said, doesn't that irritate? She goes, well, if you ever have a sore on your finger that's bleeding, if you put cayenne on it, it coagulates.
Yep, it does.
It actually stops the bleeding and causes the healing.
Uh-huh.
So she was using it. She was on an Indian reservation, and she was like their herbalist, their medicine woman, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
And she had great results. So I became a believer in cayenne pepper way back then.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been using cayenne pepper, different kinds, African, Chinese,
sure.
all of them,
yeah.
over the years. And I got to tell you, it does make a difference. I've seen people make dramatic differences. So
yeah.
it comes down to circulation,
yeah.
moving the blood, externally moving your body, but also moving the inside of your body, whether you're mm-hmm. active or sedentary, keeping it moving.
Yeah, he even talked about it tonifying the blood vessel, mm-hmm. the inside of the blood vessel.
Mm-hmm. Aren't a lot of the things that your yeah. supplements for brain health have to do with blood flow in the brain as well?
Oh, yeah. Of course, that has
absolutely.
To do
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's why I love the idea of cayenne, and you're right, exactly. It was used for a lot of times bleeding ulcer. And again, what we would do here, what I learned to do, was to mix it with a little bit of golden seal powder.
Mm.
And the golden seal, for the antibacterial effect, antibiotic effect, you know, anything, if it's H. pylori or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I had a customer, God rest his soul, he was a drunk, would stumble down my street to come in to buy golden seal powder. And because every time when he'd go out on a bender, he'd come back and his stomach would be all tore up, you know. And he would follow up with a three-day golden seal. And I mentioned him the cayenne pepper. He couldn't handle the cayenne. But, you know, we mentioned it. And I learned that, oh, you know, it might work better as a blend. So, and, you know, a little slippery elm goes a long way. So these are all things that, you know, but I kind of was happy to see the cayenne in this formula, to be honest with you. I thought, you know, that's a really appropriate ingredient here for what we're talking about.
You know
about.
What's interesting, Dave, is I used to do the Master Cleanser diet a lot years ago. And I used to mix in there maple syrup. I would mix in the cayenne pepper. But funny to your point, I would add golden seal to it. And so I figured if I'm going to be cleansing, why not do some healing? And why not kill some things I don't know are going on in there?
Exactly. I used to do a cayenne, cooler. You would take, and I think, I'm not sure where I got that recipe, but on a hot summer day, you know, you take lemonade, you put a little dash of the cayenne pepper in there, you got some ice in there, you suck that down. Of course, you know, by improving circulation, blood flow. And, of course, it makes you sweat, and when you sweat,
cools you.
By golly, you cool down.
Yeah, buddy.
So it was kind of cool, you know, so you're drinking this cayenne cooler, people think you're nuts, but, you know, like, hey, it really makes a difference. It does help, so. Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, I love it.
Yeah, so, again, you know, other things. Talk a little bit more about, you know, I'm glad that the oils are here. I see the medium chain triglyceride, the MCT oil as well, and in a good dosage, you know what I mean? So...
and again, this is Irwin Naturals. What's the name of the product for the listeners out there?
Product is called Nitric Oxide Power.
I like it.
It's now, you have other formulas where you have incorporated some of this nitric oxide mindset, So you're
it's not just this one line.
This is just one product, you know.
Yeah, we do have the Nitric Oxide Pre-Sport, but I really kind of keep that one more for the people, both men and women, who are very athletic and are trying to increase performance and speed, as well as recovery and cellular energy, because it's absorbed so quickly. Our products break down quickly, 8 to 15 minutes. So it's not like you have to take it 2 hours before a workout. You can take it as you get to the gym or to your activity. But I use the pre-sport one more for people that are really trying to relax and dilate the vessels and allowing better blood flow and, you know, getting that circulatory movement in the body so their performance is better, their runs and their weight training is better, their recovery is better, their energy is better, they're not pooping out so fast. It keeps them motivated. Where the power, I'll recommend to anybody that wants to use it, men and women, for a plethora of benefits.
Do you see it on people looking at them? Do you see it in their complexion as well, Doc?
I think anybody, I think if you, it's really funny. I'm actually having dinner tonight with a friend that I haven't seen since college. And I ran into another friend about 2 weeks ago that I haven't seen in like 30 years. And I have good blood in my skin because I take so many internal Roto-Rooters, you know, so my blood is moving, and we started talking, and he was very pasty, and we just started talking a little bit, and I said, he told me he had blood pressure problems and circulatory problems, so I made some suggestions to him, and I'm hoping that the next time I see him, he's got a little bit of rose in his cheek. Because I think you visibly, have you ever heard somebody say, oh my good, they have such a glow about them? I think that movement of blood, blood to the cells, bringing oils and nutrients and hydration to the skin, because I think if we don't do that, our skin cells slough off easier, and I think we look our age more than we want to.
Well, you know, it's a good question, too, because, you know, when I see a pale and not a lot of color, it kind of it signals to me like a sign of deficiency or kind of, like said, cold energy, a coldness. You know, it's kind of like things just are not, they're stagnated, you know, and we don't have good movement. And that's exactly an appropriate thing. When you have that, that kind of cool stagnation, you want to use warming plants, warming things that are going to move blood because that's the carrier of all that. And you see it a lot. I see it a lot, you know. And again, so I always start to then have to say, okay, well, let's do some nutritional assessing, you know, and not always just looking at the quote symptoms of their quote disease, you know, but it is an understanding of a window of an opportunity. But you're not treating, you know, we're not treating disease. We're actually working on functional body here. How can we improve our functionality so that we can have the most optimal health
And we are winding down on time, Doc, just FYI.
Okay.
I know. Right. I'm sorry, but you know it. You know how this goes. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
We got about 2.5 minutes left, yep, so give us your anything that we would have missed today to our listenership.
Well, real quick, I want to say there. The other side of that coin is there are people that have very, very red face all the time.
Yes.
That could be an adverse sign, like hypertension and things like that. So there's a difference between a glow and just a flush red.
Sure.
Yeah, true.
You know, so... But I think these products are well put together.
Yeah.
And they're very well absorbed. I think anyone could benefit from better blood flow in the body to get nutrients and cells and oxygen moving. We know how we feel when you have a day where you're very active. I mean, your blood is moving and everything is going really well. Why not do that every day?
I do want to say
that if you live in the area and you're close to Dave's store, Dave's store is an icon for what is and what has been and what will be the state of health in this country, a place where you can go and get the clarity that you need for the misinformation that we're seeing everywhere.
Yeah.
We've gone from a time when there was no information to a time when we have overabundance, but it doesn't mean it's right or it's true.
Yeah.
Take advantage of the knowledge, of the expertise, of the selection, because you don't get a product in his store unless you're quality. And you know what you're choosing from, and you know that you can continue the conversation every time you go in. This is the way that we need to be really thankful to our retailers, because these retailers are this is their mantra, and they're looking for being able to help you every day. It's important.
Well said, Doc. Well said.
Thank you. Appreciate you on that level, and we want to wish you a wonderful day and the rest of a good week. And we'd love to have you back on soon, and can't wait to see you in person sometime.
Yeah, I need to get out there and spend some time out at the store.
Yeah, we'd love to have you come.
Yeah, I really appreciate you. I just think the listeners really benefit a lot when you're on the show, Doc. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You guys be well, stay healthy, and continue doing what you're doing. I appreciate you very much. I know everyone does.
Well, you too, Doc. Thanks a bunch.
Have a great day. Bye.
Folks, the great Dr. Jeffrey Burke. And, you know, I think this is a good time for this product, Dave, because it is spring. People get a little active.
Yeah.
You know, sure, a lot of people get active 12 months out of the year. But for some folks, this is when they start getting active. This might be a really good
topic. Well, it is. And it's not about blood pressure.
Right. No, just general health.
The thing is, this is going to help improve all about your circulatory, your blood flow.
Yep.
And, hey, if you get a benefit... that says if you have had high blood pressure consistently and you see some things changing, then you're moving in a positive direction. It's not about the pill.
Right.
It's about what we can do to improve functionality. And so good question to our listenership, our listener out here, Gary. I appreciate you there too, man. And
listen, we're going to take our last little pause for the cause, and we'll close out the show here right after these breaks right here on Highway to Health.
I'm Dave Hawkins, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Traditional Asian medicine has valued ginseng for its powerful ability to counteract stress in our minds and bodies. As an adaptive ginseng helps increase energy, focus, and concentration, and supports healthy libido. However, ginseng's growing popularity means higher demand, which leads to over-harvesting and decreased quality. Wild ginseng is threatened, and companies have moved to farming it to meet demand. My friends at Terry Naturally have found a way to ensure the quality, potency, and safety of their farm ginseng. The result is HRG80, a premium red ginseng with a high quality and ginsenoside content of 20-year-old wild ginseng. The concentration of rare ginsenosides in HRG80 is boosted 7 times, and absorption is 17 times better, enabling molecules to pass through our digestive system more easily. You'll see the difference. Try it today, risk-free with my money-back guarantee.
Terry Naturally's HRG80 Red Ginseng is available in 2 formulas, Red Ginseng Energy and Red Ginseng Male Sexual Enhancement. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods, where you can shop with confidence.
I'm Healthy Dave, herbalist owner of Mother Earth Foods. Some years back, we introduced Cadia Foods as our exclusive house brand. Now I'm pleased to announce even more savings on the Cadia brand through our everyday low price program. We know that eating healthy food can sometimes feel like a luxury, especially if you're on a budget. But with our everyday low prices, you can shop with confidence knowing that you're getting the best value for your money. At Mother Earth Foods, we have always believed that healthy, wholesome food should be accessible to everyone. That's why we are committed to offering our favorite Cadia natural and organic foods at great prices. From frozen fruits and vegetables to snacks and pantry staples, we've got everything you need to eat well and feel great at the prices you'll love.
Why wait? Head over to Mother Earth Foods today and start saving big on all your grocery essentials. Look for the everyday low price shelf talkers for the lowest prices possible. Shop with confidence.
Blood
sugar management is key to maintaining a healthy body, yet millions of Americans struggle with ailments related to poorly controlled insulin levels. Natural Factors makes Wellbedix Berberine as a natural option for improving blood sugar, triglycerides, and cholesterol levels. Berberine is a natural occurring compound extracted from the roots of plants, including barberry, golden seal, and Oregon grape. Modern evidence shows berberine works to restore insulin sensitivity and promotes cardiovascular health by helping to lower LDL, the bad cholesterol, in people with poorly controlled blood sugar. Every Wellbedix capsule provides 500 milligrams of pure berberine, the same concentration used successfully in clinical trials to enhance insulin sensitivity and support weight management. By lowering blood sugar, berberine minimizes the body's production of insulin, the fat-storing hormone. Give Natural Factors Wellbedix Berberine a try. It's risk-free for 30 days or your money back. On sale now at Mother Earth Foods in Parkersburg.
Mother Earth Foods, where you can shop with confidence.
Confidence because they have good things on the shelves, and they have good things that are like from Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Irwin Naturals, Terry Naturally, Earthworks, Earth Foods, and Life Seasons. Thank you for supporting us week in and week out here on the highway. Very important to have those products because they are good products and good to have those sponsorships. Next week, we're going to talk about olive extract with, of course, the great Cheryl Myers. Going to be our guest next week, and if you've a friend of the show, then you'll know she is a darn good guest. I want to also remind you that in 1633,
what?
The first bananas go on sale in London.
Whoa.
At an apothecary in 1633.
Whoa.
And also, 1947, Jackie Robinson becomes the first black player of the 20th century to sign a Major League Baseball contract. Uh-huh. Tell me that's not a great thing.
That's a good thing. Herb of the month?
How about wild geranium?
Wild geranium. And it's popping its head out right now, folks.
Very cool.
We are going to be doing an herb walk at Mother Earth May 18th. We'll talk about it next week.
Good.
We'll have more info for you next week on that.
Walk.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
ASPCA was formed in this day in 1866. Believe it or not,
Whoa.
American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. That long ago.
That's a long time.
That's good. We want to be friendly to our animals, don't we?
That's right.
Good That's stuff. Right. Again, next week, olive extract and how that is beneficial for you. If you have blood pressure issues, check out the product, nitric oxide support there at Mother Earth Foods from Life Seasons, or Irwin Naturals. Irwin Naturals, my bad. And again, thank you, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, for being our guest today. We appreciate him coming when he comes here. That is John Chaffin at the controls. That's Healthy Dave. I'm Jameson Young. You want to feel good every day and every night? Eat well. Smile. Treat each other right. We'll see you next week on the radio. Where? Right here on the highway to health. Take care, folks.
You've been listening to Highway to Health with Healthy Dave on FM 103.5 and AM 1230 WVNT. Listen next Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Highway to Health and visit the website, MotherEarthWorks.com.
Highway to Health. Highway to Health.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement for its sponsor. The opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, and other show participants are not necessarily...